Hey there, I'm Socks Whitmore, and you're listening to the LA Theater Bites review of Killer Joe, produced by CB Avenue Entertainment and playing now at the Whitmore Lindley Theater through November 23rd. In this brutal Southern thriller written by playwright Tracy Letts, a dysfunctional family of white trash living in a trailer park in Texas are up to no good. The drug-dealing 24-year-old older brother, Chris, is $6,000 in debt, while his neurotic 22-year-old sister, Dottie, hangs around the house aimlessly, and their stepmother, Sharla, is cheating on their father, Ansel. The four devise a plan to murder Ansel's ex-wife and collect her life insurance money by hiring a hitman named Killer Joe. But without any cash to pay him up front, he demands they give him a retainer of some kind, starting with allowing him a private dinner alone with Dottie. The pair's relationship develops in a sinister, disquieting fashion, as Joe grooms Dottie and becomes entrenched in the family's lives in the days leading up to the murder. Act two comes with twist after twist, leading to an explosive, jaw-dropping climax. The design elements for this production are simple, but generally effective. Joe's cowboy hat and serape reinforce his mysterious, powerful aura, while Dottie's periodic wardrobe changes send quiet signals about what she's feeling in her body. The set is unassuming, but feels somewhat immersive in the small space, like the audience is inside the trailer living room. The styrofoam plates, the sparse kitchen shelves, and the weathered nature of the furniture and wall hangings emphasize how poor and kind of pathetic this family is. The kitchen table is very close to the front row on house left, so attendees sitting there may feel a little too close to the action at times, especially when actors are crossing or waving their arms. Some of the more intense scenes are especially challenging to watch from these seats, so sensitive viewers should consider sitting elsewhere. Before the performance, the show clearly advertises a collection of content warnings: nudity, violence, loud noises, weapons, sexual content, and incest. Viewers should take these warnings seriously. This production does not shy away from raw, gritty, and uncomfortable themes. This is as R-rated as they come, from crude and misogynistic remarks to knife wounds and gunshots to two different visceral moments of sexual assault. This material is intense and at times quite difficult to watch. Both Act 1 and Act 2 end with sequences so horrifying that audiences are left somewhat stunned when the lights come up. The acting in this is impressive and outstanding, particularly the women who both express deep emotion and endure extraordinary brutality. Richard Gunn is also chilling as Joe Cooper. Chelsea Newman gives Dottie a distinct character as a shy, naive neurodivergent who sees and knows more than she lets on and has a bit of a dark side. The show's ending requires immense stamina as an actor, and I just wish she could take a breather off stage before moving immediately into bows. You can tell how much channeling this type of performance takes out of a person. The ending also doesn't offer any satisfying resolution to the drama, serving as somewhat of an unresolvable cliffhanger. Theatergoers considering seeing Killer Joe are certain to find a thrilling and a shocking experience, but not necessarily a satisfying one. Killer Joe earns a 7.5 out of 10 on the LA Theater Bites scale. Visit the Eventbrite page to learn more and to see the remaining show dates.